You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan, 64 degrees, KSL's top story. It all went down at a St. George restaurant where a girl told police that a woman said her skirt was too short and the woman yanked it down. That woman is now facing criminal charges for sexual battery. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the story. Amy?
Jeff, the aftermath of this encounter was posted on social media in a video taken by a friend of the girl. In it, the woman says she works for the state and is going to call CPS on the girl. Not totally clear, though, if the woman does work for the state. KSL is working to confirm. The Attorney General's office says they are aware of the situation, but did not confirm if she works in their office or not. But we do know the woman called 911 after the encounter. She complained to police that the video of the aftermath was jeopardizing her safety. Tiffany Mitchell with St. George Police says they're more concerned, though, about the girl.
She really didn't have the right, whether she meant to touch the female or not, she didn't have the right to go up there and pull that female skirt down.
Mitchell says the girl did end up filing a police report along with several witnesses. She also showed police what she was wearing that night, including shorts underneath her skirt. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. KSL News Time 601. A man working at a Utah concrete supplier was killed in an accident this afternoon when a cement slab fell on him.
Concrete supplier Olympic Precast, which is in the industrial area of Bluffdale, is down a dirt path just off Pony Express Road. What I believe our family and friends of the victim are here, and Bluffdale Fire Chief Matt Evans shared all they know so far.
Yeah, our crews were called at approximately 12:45 to an industrial accident here at the Olympus Precast. And upon arrival, we were informed that some big cement slabs had fallen on a victim. And at that time, we had determined that he was terminally and deceased.
Reporting from Bluffdale, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 602. We have developing news on KSL News Radio. We're hearing for the first time from the holiday woman who lost her home to an explosion after authorities blew up old dynamite that was found in her basement. Terry Woschick told KSL-TV that her late husband was a chemist who worked for the U. She says the dynamite was passed down to him by family, and she found it while cleaning.
Apparently, he brought it back from Oregon from his dad that came from the farm. You know, back in the day, dynamite was just a normal farm tool. You just, have a stump, toss some dynamite on it.
Woschick says that she feels grateful for how the city handled the situation, but she hasn't yet addressed her overwhelming emotions related to this situation. Her late husband, the explosion in her home. KSL News Time 603. A former U.S. president is coming to speak in Salt Lake City next month.
America's 43rd president, George W. Bush, will speak as the special guest at the Zions Bank Crossroads of the World International Trade Summit on May 23rd at the Grand America Hotel in Salt Lake. Bush will speak alongside other global experts, but if you're hoping to get a ticket, the event is invitation only. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
The U.S. Supreme Court today considering whether presidents should have immunity from prosecution. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the justices hearing oral arguments on former President Trump's claims of full immunity. Justice Samuel Alito argued that opening up a president to prosecution could endanger democracy.
Will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country as a democracy?
Attorneys conceding at one point to Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson that charges touching on Mr. Trump's private acts may not be covered.
There's sufficient allegations in the indictment, in the government's view, that fall into the private acts bucket that the case should be allowed to proceed.
Correct.
The court appears ready to return the case to a lower court for consideration. The former president didn't appear before the high court. He was in a New York City courtroom hearing more testimony in his hush money trial involving Stormy Daniels. For the first time today, jurors heard the adult film star mentioned during the testimony. Manhattan prosecutors say they'll do everything they can to retry disgraced movie executive Harvey Weinstein. An appeals court today dismissed his sex crimes case. Advocates like Ashley Judd are blasting the decision.
This is what it's like to be a woman in America.
The appeals court ruled that the trial judge mistakenly allowed testimony about prior non-charged acts. Weinstein will remain behind bars on a California rape conviction. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:05.